This is Discover Your Past, your podcast about the history of Quebec's eastern townships, its peoples, politics, and economy. My name is Jacqueline Collar, and today we will talk about the Irish community in the eastern townships. As early as the 18th century, there was an Irish presence in New France, with Irishmen joining the military ranks under the leadership of the King of France. During the War of 1812, they arrived in the province as British soldiers. Several remained after this war. A military colony was established in Drummondville to protect the territory in the event of an attack on the St. Francis River. In 1850, approximately 50 Irish veterans and their families settled there. However, the difficult weather conditions, the poor soil quality, and a massive fire that destroyed the village in 1826 led to most members of this community to move further south along the St. Francis River. William Mountain, a Protestant Irish veteran, was one of the individuals who left Drummondville. After having invested time and effort, he was forced to acknowledge that the quality of the soil was too poor. He and his family left their land in Grantham and settled, without permission, on the Crown lands near the St. Francis River. After submitting several petitions and requests to the government, he finally succeeded in securing ownership of the land he had been occupying for the past few years. As a result of the proximity of the land to the river and of the construction of an inn, several other Irish families would settle on what would become to known as Durham Township. Today, this township bears the name of the towns of Lavenir and Ulverton. John Mulvina was the first Irish pioneer in the eastern townships. The Irish often sent a young member of the family to prepare the land. As such, Mulvina arrived in America in 1807 and became employed by a major landowner in Ascot. During these years, he would explore the territory and make it all the way to Shipton Township, where several Americans had already settled. Because it was so difficult to obtain land in the eastern townships, it would take 31 years before Mulvina succeeded in purchasing a lot and bringing his family out to Shipton. From the moment the British American Land Company began playing an active role in the development of the region, Irish immigration spiked. The economic recession, as well as the poor soil quality in Ireland, led many families to flee to America. As of 1845, the Irish potato famine led to a significant increase in Irish immigration. Thousands of Irish crossed the Atlantic, and several died before arrival. Starting in 1848, the distribution of free plots of land and the development of the railway would attract Irish settlers to the region. At the turn of the 1850s, over 7,000 individuals of Irish origin had settled in the eastern townships. After passing through Quebec City, several would settle along Craig Road, as well as in Inverness, Leeds, and Shipton, now Richmond. The latter were able to find work, although they remained poor. In 1852, 11% of the eastern township's population was of Irish origin. They were the first Catholic inhabitants of the area. The massive wave of Irish immigrants to the eastern townships was followed by the arrival of French Canadians. Because of their shared religion, the two groups often intermarried. The sense of belonging of the Irish community was apparent in the St. Patrick's societies in both Richmond and Sherbrooke. Join us next time when we talk about the Scots of Lewis.
Discover Your Past is produced by the Eastern Townships Resource Center and Toast Radio, the student radio station at Bishop's University. The podcast has been made possible through funding from the Quebec government's Secretariat for Relations with English-Speaking Quebecers.